Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the March 15th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them, for it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." The Word of the Lord. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent. We just passed the halfway mark on Thursday, which was the 20th day of Lent, and the 23rd calendar day since Ash Wednesday. If you didn't know, while Lent is 40 days, it excludes Sundays. So if you're one of those morally superior people that carries your Lenten sacrifice into Sundays, it's really 46 days. Let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Ephesians is likely written not by Paul, but by one of his disciples, between 90 and 100 AD, give or take. The metaphor of light and darkness plays prominently in this reading. Light is mentioned 5 times and darkness twice. This passage has 2 primary themes, encouragement and instruction. Use a joyful tone of voice and facial expression during the 2 sequences of encouragement, and a thoughtful tenor and demeanor during the instructional one. I feel the best way to approach this reading is not as a proclamation, but as an intimate conversation, as if you're speaking one-on-one to a particular member of the congregation. What lessons do you get from this reading? We start with, brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. These are words of encouragement. Consider 2 ways to kick off this reading and choose the one most authentic for you. Brothers and sisters, with an upward lilt, or brothers and sisters, with a downward one. Whichever method you choose, these words tell us this is a personal and intimate message to be presented in a conversational tone. This informal manner will make the reading more accessible to your listeners. Emphasize you, now, and light. Say you as if you're pointing to the person you're having this one-on-one conversation with, not in an accusatory fashion, but in an engaging and intimate one. Pause after darkness, then smile for the remainder of this section. Say, "But now?" as a question, followed by a small pause. If you can do so authentically, add a slight chuckle to the back of your throat, reflecting your joy over this person's conversion. Then answer your question with, "You are light," with another short pause, then, "In the Lord." If reading the last 6 words straight through without the pause is more authentic for you, then you should do that. Be careful not to rush through it, though. Then, live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. These are words of encouragement and instruction. Emphasize live, the second light, every, righteousness, truth, learn, and pleasing. Insert small pauses after goodness and righteousness with a chant-like cadence. Put extra emphasis on learn and pleasing. Next we have, take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, Expose them, for it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. These are words of instruction. Stress no part, rather expose, shameful, the first everything, both uses of visible and light. Insert a small pause after no part, rather, and the second visible. We close with, therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. These are words of encouragement, believed to be taken from an early Christian hymn, likely sung at baptism. Smile during this segment. Highlight awake, arise, dead, Christ, and light. Insert a small pause after Christ. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's Word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.